Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Is Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Little Richard. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Alan C. is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, principal and chief marketing officer at CMO Temps. Is that the website? Isn't that the website, Alan, cmotemps.com?
It is,
cmotemps.biz. .biz, .biz, folks. Be sure to check that out, yeah. and you can find all the things that Alan does there for his clients, and he can help you, too, because he works all over the place. An award-winning marketer, an award-winning 21st century marketer. That's a big deal, folks. As you heard me say earlier when I told you Alan was joining us, Alan, I was telling them when I was coming up, you could identify all the marketing disciplines on the fingers of one hand pretty much. Now the number is infinite,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an infinite number now. It's really taking people's breath away. And so your approach to improving your ability to acquire, retain, and expand your customer base, building it on these three elements: rapport, credibility, and trust. How do we apply that to actual disciplines like marketing disciplines? One of the like social media, any kind of other brand building, any kind of other marketing activity. How do we do that?
Yeah, sure. So I work with small startups as well as the Fortune 50 and across all those business. But I will, a disclaimer, my focus is primarily around that business to business segment. So not
right.
So much business to consumer. And of course, in the business to business world, they're definitely thinking around this terms of still, acquisition, retention, and expansion, and how do I do that? Well, where I like to focus, bring this rapport, credibility, and trust into play is through this intersection between content-based marketing and engaging social media channels. Now, it's not that those three things aren't critical in face-to-face meetings. They're critical in email marketing, critical in your print, or however your communication channel is. But one of the very big opportunities, of course, is still in this area of the social media channel. So it's being able to develop the type of content that starts building over time this rapport, credibility, trust.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Keep going. You're doing good.
Sure. So When you think about content, a lot of people say, okay, great. We want to try and build this rapport, credibility, and trust. We're going to use content. Well, what kind of content do you mean? What's content mean to you? And this is where the opportunity within social media can be quite expansive, because the content could be in the form of a video,
mm-hmm.
very short or long. It could be in the form of a tweet. It could be in the form of a picture with a quote, but
Let me stop you. So, folks, if you did a 90-second video yourself, you're the owner of the business, and you stuck a camera in front, a little smartphone camera in front of yourself, and talked about a product that you sell or a solution a problem that you solved, or something that other customers like. You could do in 90 seconds, heck, in 60 seconds, you could do all three of them, couldn't you? You could build rapport, you could demonstrate credibility, and you could acquire trust in just a little poorly produced, thrown together video that you put up on your website or on social media.
You know what? Absolutely. I mean, for the small business people out there, too many times when we think of video, we think, oh, it has to be, I need an $8 million budget because this is a
right.
Super Bowl. I mean, no. First of all, you're not going to get that long of attention in a
right.
in a Twitter feed or however it's released. So really you need to just be thinking in terms of, you know, it's good enough. And but then also in delivering that, I mean, we're a nation of storytellers, so it it needs to be more than just a product pitch. It needs to be told in a way that's a story looking through the eyes of.
Well, that's the credibility part. What it's actually all of it. You know, I mean, listening because you want to help me, or am I listening because you want to sell me something? If I'm here, I'm already giving you credit for maybe being interested in buying from me. Now tell me what you're going to do for me.
Exactly. And, you know, really, trust has two elements to it. Of course, it's this shared understanding. Do you understand me, which is kind of the rapport part. But if you show me a great marketer and I'll show you somebody who has a lot of empathy. I mean, trust also is developed when you're empathetic. It shows that you care. And when you're telling a story through the eyes of your audience, this is the element to start building towards the fact that you understand and care about them.
And I'll tell you something else as we wrap up here, Alan. I'm going to do an interview in the next segment with a guy who's proving through survey research that the big guys have got an advantage over small people in terms of filling the customer's expectations with regard to technology. But every one of those big guys would spend whatever money they could get their hands on to have the natural, organic ability that a small business owner has to demonstrate rapport, credibility, and trust. They don't have it. It drips off of small business owners' elbows. They've got to lead with this, don't they, Alan? Wrap it up.
They really do. That's their competitive advantage.
Yep. CMOtemps.biz, folks. That's Alan C's website. Alan, good job today. Come back soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.